Welcome to Podcastify, your personal generative AI podcast. Wow, web scraping in 2024 is a whole new ballgame. Large language models are completely changing how we gather data from the internet. Did you catch how much easier it is now compared to the old days of custom-built scrapers?
Totally. It's mind-blowing how LLMs can analyze messy HTML and extract exactly what we need thanks to structured output. Remember the nightmare of constantly updating scrapers when websites changed? Those days are over. And the agentic behavior of LLMs? Game changer. Being able to instruct an agent to navigate a website and find specific information? Amazing.
It's not just big companies benefiting anymore. Smaller businesses can now afford to leverage this technology, opening up so many opportunities. But it's not a perfect solution yet, right?
Exactly. Many sites still require complex interactions. Logins, pop-ups, captchas, you name it. It's like a constant arms race against anti-bot measures. That's where simulating human interaction comes in. Tools like Selenium, Puppeteer, and Playwright are crucial here.
I see. Interesting. AgentQL sounds fascinating. Using natural language to locate UI elements, that simplifies things enormously. Did you see that Upwork example with the job listing site? Logging in, navigating pagination, extracting data, all automated. That's insane.
That's the power of these new tools. Plus, being able to reuse that script for other job sites, huge time saver. And then there's that final frontier, the vague requests. Find me the cheapest flight. That requires serious reasoning and planning. Multian's autonomous web agents are definitely pushing the boundaries, even if they're not perfect yet.
Yeah, there's still work to be done. But the progress is incredible. I'm particularly interested in those optimized web content services. FileCR, Jina AI, SpiderCloud, they're making it much easier for LLMs to consume web data. Did you notice how Jina AI's Reader API is free for smaller volumes? Amazing.
Absolutely. Free access to that kind of power is democratizing web scraping. And they each have their own strengths, like FileCR capturing everything, Jina AI focusing on main text, and SpiderCloud striking a balance. It's about choosing the right tool for the job.
Got it. It seems like we're entering a golden age of web scraping. From simple data extraction to complex autonomous agents, the possibilities are endless. So many new tools and techniques to explore.
Definitely. This is just the beginning. The future of web scraping is bright, powered by LLMs and innovative thinking. Exciting times.
Thanks for tuning into Podcastify. Don't forget to check out the links below for more resources. See you in the next episode. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.